What's up, everyone? This is the Hillside Ventures Podcast. I'm Shivam Patel, here with
Joseph Roberts.
And today, we're going to be talking about how to break into venture capital as a student. We're going to be discussing why you should even consider it in the first place, how to get into VC, and ways to fast track that process and get ahead. So let's dive right into it. So, hey, Joe, I've been getting a lot of questions. What is VC and why should I even try it in the first place?
So yeah, VC gets a lot of misconceptions on what it really is, but the basic understanding for it is it's financing that's provided by a VC firm to fund early stage companies, or you could call them startups, that have the potential for long-term growth. We like to call it scalability. They typically invest in these startups in exchange for an equity stake in the company, and that's due to the high risk. So, but besides the capital, they also provide additional resources, such as management expertise, networking opportunities to help the companies grow. But the bottom line for a VC firm is to generate an ROI, return on investment for their LPs. And by LPs, I mean the money that they are investing into these startups from. So they go out to endowments, pension funds, banks, insurance companies to garner their capital. So at the end of the day, they're waiting for these startups to have an exit. So an exit could be an IPO, initial public offering. It could be an M&A transactions, mergers and acquisitions. It could also be a secondary sales transaction. So there's multiple ways of giving that money back to your LPs, but that's venture capital in a nutshell. Thanks, Shark Tank.
Yeah, that's great, Joe. And I guess with that, just kind of from my perspective, it really gives you a chance at the end of the day as a student, as really anyone in this space, to connect and really get to know interesting people doing interesting things. So, for example, founders, I'm sure Joe can talk a little bit about the experience he's had, but I guess I can start it off with the experiences that I've had with founders and really getting to their stories, learn about their upbringings, their motivations behind their startups, and the positive impact that they're trying to make on the world. So for example, founders that grew up in hard times, didn't have much opportunity, and really saw a problem in that space and are now working to mitigate that problem, to solve it, to make sure that no one has to go through that problem again through their startup. It's truly inspiring to see them working day in and day out to make sure that, you know, no one has to go through that again. And they're making a business out of it. So they're providing value for their customers, solving their pain points, as well as being a good investment at the end of the day. So I guess with that, you're also connecting with venture capitalists and kind of learning about their paths. And Joe can kind of take this on and talk more about that.
Yeah, so the way I like to look at venture is you're turning ideas into trillion-dollar businesses. You know, Apple didn't become a $1 trillion company by themselves. Google/Alphabet didn't become a $1 trillion company by themselves. Apple with Sequoia, Amazon with Kleiner Perkins. These are famous VC firms, by the way. You could also talk of recently, as of late, big unicorn companies. And by unicorn, I mean billion-dollar valuations for private companies have gotten funding from the same VC firms. That goes with Benchmark's investment into Travis and Uber, and A16Z, also known as Andreessen Horowitz, their investment into Brian and Airbnb. So at the end of the day, you're really at the doorstep of innovation and technology that are solving yesterday's, today, and tomorrow's problems. But really, why to do venture capital really is there's also an impact behind it. When I was talking about bottom lines regarding LPs, you know, there's the money you have to get back, the ROI, but there's also an impact element to it as well, depending on which firm you're looking at, right? Hillside Ventures, for example, leading the sustainability fund, I'm also looking for an environmental impact when it comes to our climate tech companies. So what are they doing? What are the greenhouse gas emissions reductions that they're targeting? You know, it's that impact either environmentally or socially that it comes down to. So having that motivation, that drive to get out there and do it. Now, I could share my personal story when it comes to my interest in VC. It really goes down to helping underrepresented founders. A lot of the work that Harlem Capital has been doing is resonating with me. So I give an example. Back in 2021, it was the biggest year of VC founders raised $330 billion, and only about 4 to 5% of that went to underrepresented founders. And by that, I mean minorities, women, LGBTQ, and, you know, the capital isn't getting to everyone. There's not equal access to that. And that's my motivation going into this industry now, learning the ropes and just understanding the basics. So what a term sheet is, and we could go on that later about learning about the VC round, but that's how I got here, and Hillside's helped me along the way, and looking forward to the future with that.
Truly inspiring, Joe. So kind of with your explanation of what you've been able to do at Hillside, I guess we can talk about how to kind of get into this space as a student after we've learned why it's important, the positives of it. So I guess first things first is your mindset, your curiosity, and having the right motivation. So with these two things, they're going to take you a really far distance and make sure that you can really succeed in this space. As for other things, logistically, really just like following the VC startup newsletter space, really consuming information, understanding the industries, understanding trends, what's going on a day-to-day, examples, TechCrunch, PitchBook, any industry-specific newsletters you can find. For example, any sustainability, climate tech newsletters, any education tech newsletters, things like that. Those are more pertaining to what Hillside focuses on. But if you're interested in any industry in particular, I'm sure you can find something along the lines for that. As well as the Twitter space, I mean, it's huge. There's all VCs are very active on Twitter, either posting, retweeting, really engaging with other people on the platform, whether it be finding sourcing opportunities, finding these startups. It's super important to make sure that you're in this space and connecting with other people. I'm sure Joe can talk a ton about it as he's kind of spearheaded our fund into using Twitter to the best of its abilities. And then generally, it's just understanding VC terms and, through immersion and research. So we'll kind of dive more deeply into that in a bit. But just kind of doing research on your own, again, with that mindset that you've built, you know, the passion that you have for a space, it's going to bring you far, and it's not going to feel like, oh, I have to research or I have to look up these certain things. It's you get to do it. At the end of the day, this is an amazing learning opportunity, and getting in this space, talking with founders, and being able to impact something that you deeply care about is super important and super cool opportunity to do, especially at a student level. So I'll pass it on to Joe to kind of talk about the Twitter space and a couple other things on the how to get into it as a student.
Yeah, in terms of the Twitter realm, it's just your go-to information. Like, I remember when crypto was a big thing, and it still is, of course. It's going through its leveling out with regulatory, couple of high-profile characters being taken into custody. But, you know, I forgot the name of the profile pictures, the JPEGs were NFTs. Yeah, you know, so, like, it's yesterday might be the hottest thing, and then tomorrow it's going to be dead just like that. So next up, I could definitely say AI is on the way. I could go in depth about ChatGPT all day. But in regards to that, like I said, just being up to date with Twitter, the latest VCs up there. I watch a bunch of people, listen to a bunch of people. I don't want to drop any names, but definitely a wide array of knowledge up there that you can learn in a quick amount of time. But in regards jumping into VC and how to do it as an undergrad, there's a big misconception that you have to be in business or a finance major to do this. That's absolutely false.
Yeah.
I've met so many people from wide variety of majors, from journalism, communications, engineering, physics, even the arts. The list goes on and on. As Siobhan was talking about, it's all about your motivation at the end of the day and how bad and willing you are to do it. You could take your expertise in those fields that you've learned and easily bring it on to the VC realm. But in terms of abilities and technical aspects you can start to pick up right now, as I mentioned earlier, you could learn about a term sheet. So that's basically what the founders and VCs negotiate on. Up there is the pre and post money valuation. It details if it's a convertible note or safe. So details like that, I would definitely start searching up on. I also look at KPIs, key performance indicators that a lot of VCs and founders use, such as ARR, annual recurring revenue, the CAC, customer acquisition cost, and the LTV, the lifetime value of a customer. So there's actually other ways to do this as well. If you have the necessary resources, like we do here at UConn, you could join a student venture fund. Like we've mentioned, Hillside Ventures, we get the actual live on-hands experience, sourcing companies, talking to founders, putting together investment memos where we then present to our investment board and the UConn Foundation. So there's nothing like this experience. And even if your school doesn't have one, I would definitely recommend thinking about starting it, going out to donors from past graduates, you know, piquing their interest if they would like to give back to their university. I'd also look out for internships from LinkedIn, also from your network. People, your network is underutilized. I'm starting to notice. I see multiple colleagues with thousands of people they're connected with, but never tap into them. But those resources could be your pivot into another company coming out of another job, you know, if you're not interested in it. But those are just a couple of ways. I don't know if you want to add anything, Siobhan, how to actually join up.
Yeah, no, that was a great explanation, Joe. That kind of perfect segue into ways to really fast track this process. So if you really want to get ahead of 99% of people, exactly what Joe said is what you need to kind of set yourself up with. So kind of starting things off is you want to get involved in the venture capital space yourself. So this doesn't limit you to becoming just having these experiences off the get. You can really build these from the ground up. So through the immersion, through the research, through putting yourself in this space, the Twitter space, you can kind of go a certain amount of routes that will kind of help you fast track this process. So first being any personal work that you do. So again, showing your curiosity and that you have the right motivation. You're not just doing this at the end of the day to make a quick buck in the space. Again, it's a very competitive space, but if you put in the work and you know you like what you're doing, you're gonna go far because this is something that is truly impactful. But just kind of getting back to personal work, whether that be you know searching stuff on your own, finding different companies that you like, and kind of following what they're doing. If you can, getting in contact with those founders and kind of seeing if you can direct them to a venture capital firm that you like and kind of seeing if you can provide value to both the founder and the VC. Next is Hillside Ventures. So if you are a UConn student and want to kind of get more into this space and learn more and kind of be a venture capitalist yourself, it is an amazing opportunity to get real experience and connections. So kind of touching on real experience, you are a student VC. You do everything that a venture capitalist is doing. You're sourcing deals, you're talking with founders, you're presenting to a board, you're writing checks to founders and really and following them throughout their journeys, which is a really cool thing to do, especially at the student level. And it's just been an amazing experience. And the second thing is connections. The connection part is you're surrounded by highly motivated students that are not only kind of in the same position as you, but you're also meeting some insanely interesting founders and driven founders who are trying to accomplish so much in the world, who can connect you and provide you with opportunities you never knew existed, as well as different venture capitalist firms, people in the space, really anything like that. Our professor, Greg Riley, he's an amazing resource, has a ton of experience, and has been of a huge help to us as students and as professionals in the workplace. Lastly is internships. So I think Joe can kind of talk a little bit more on this.
Yeah, so I could definitely say my experience from Hillside Ventures has transferred to my current internship here with Connecticut Innovations. It's all about tapping into your network. So I got this some help, support from a Hillside alumni. For this upcoming summer, I have a couple of offers so far, and that's stemming from LinkedIn. They post a bunch of applications. Now, the difference between, I would say this, with VC and your typical investment banking or private equity, there's a different cycle, right? Investment banking, they really target during the summer. That's when applications are all open. Venture capital, on the other hand, it varies, especially during the market timing or the macro environment. So right now, as you know, inflation's running rampant, interest rates are high. And I'll give you a background of the VC market right now. Valuations are going down. Venture capital firms are not exiting from the companies they invested in back in 2021 when valuations at our all-time highs. So a lot of them are sitting on dry powder, which is just cash, and not really looking to continue to hire new analysts or associates. But on that end, don't stop applying. There are plenty of networks looking to help you get a fellowship or just an internship to get that experience. You know, you may not get an offer to come back for the next summer, but, you know, you finally have that idea, that mindset of what VC is. So coming out of this, we would like to call it, I guess, a recession unofficially. You would have that experience to join a fund and help out with sourcing and diligence. But on that end, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a great point. Again, just kind of going back to Twitter and kind of immersing yourself, there's plenty of opportunities on Twitter as well, reaching out to people that you follow. I highly recommend check out Joe's Twitter and following the people that he follows. It's truly amazing what he's found on Twitter. And
don't give all my secrets.
yeah, but you know, it's worth a shot kind of looking at what he follows to kind of follow in his steps as a high-powered venture capitalist. But just kind of reiterating some of what he said, you're again gaining real experience through the internships, whether it be a different industry or not. You get to learn more about a different industry, something that you're more passionate about, really anything like that, a new space that you never even knew existed or you knew that was cool or whatnot. You're also able to widen your network. So these are all professional venture capitalists that you would be working for an internship. And what's cool about that is they do this for a living. Us as students, we're doing this as students. So that comes with other priorities. But these people are doing this for a living. They live and breathe venture capital. There's a lot to learn from them as well. And so you'll be able to widen your network greatly. They're going to have a ton more industry knowledge and expertise to kind of help you on the way and kind of help you develop yourself as a venture capitalist. And yeah, internships are a great way to kind of get your foot in the door, even to figure out, hey, this is something I don't want to do in the future. That's perfectly fine as well. I think it's great to just at least try it out and see, hey, this is something, you know, I see a viable future in. So with that, you know, overall fast tracking, a networking, again, is a huge thing. As Joe mentioned, reaching out on LinkedIn, you're going to find a ton of opportunities that you didn't even know, you know, were available to you. It might even say, oh, it's only available to, say, juniors and seniors and you're a sophomore. It does not hurt to apply. Get your name out there, and you never know. It might work out for you. Be open-minded. Be curious about other people, and you never know what would happen to gain in understanding other people's perspectives and gaining their advice. The last thing is really being a part of a startup or becoming a founder yourself. So with this point, again, venture capitalists deal with founders all day. But if you have experience within a startup, within being a founder and kind of running the business behind the scenes, you're going to get invaluable experience both on the entrepreneurial side. Hey, if the startup goes, if it's successful, then you have a successful startup. And then, you know, you can be an angel investor and invest millions of dollars of your own money and kind of be a venture capitalist by yourself. But if you are still interested in VC at the end of the day, gaining that experience early on is going to teach you a lot about the ins and outs of how things work, how long things take, what problems are usual for entrepreneurs. And it just makes you a better venture capitalist all around. So having that experience is super important if you want to get a well-rounded experience as being a venture capitalist. So that wraps up the episode. I appreciate your time and listening to us today. If you have any questions or ideas about the podcast, please feel free to reach out to both me and Joe. We'll have our contact info provided in the description, as well as stay updated with us through the podcast, our Substack newsletter, and our Twitter at Hillside Ventures. We appreciate your time and listening to the Hillside Ventures podcast. This was Shivam Patel and Joseph Roberts, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.